I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
Get on the Julie Tussie train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Curves ahead, loving in sight. Hips that'll roll you all through the night. She's a big blonde baby.
Welcome to the Julie Tussie Show. Wow, it is amazing today here in Kentucky, and we have such exciting things going on. I'm so happy because there is sunshine. Yes, it was just a couple days ago. There was a blizzard. Yes, in April. It's crazy around here, but that kind of sums up my life, I'll tell you that. I have such a fantastic program for you today. You are going to want to call your friends and your family, your girlfriends, and even your enemies and tell them to tune in because it is going to be off the chain, wonderful, wonderful fun, but is going to give you so much great information. I'm very excited about it. So before we go to our guest that we're interviewing today, I wanted to tell you to watch out because we are going to hit our 100th episode. That's right. The 1st of June, we're going to have a 100th episode, and we are going to be having a podcast party. So mark that on your calendar to be looking in the first week of June for this, and we'll give you more information about that. Today, I actually had been listening to a really cool podcast called Revolutionary You, and a gentleman named Jason Lienarts, he has his own gym in Ohio, so we're kind of buddies because I'm from Michigan, so we have a lot in common right there. I mean, two northern people. This is going to be such a good interview. And I found Jason on the podcast searching for people who could help me with fitness and health and weight loss. And then you all know how much I love Heather Robertson of Half Size Me. And he had her on his podcast, and I was like, that's it. I am reaching out to this guy. I love him. He's amazing. I needed him to know just how wonderful I thought his podcast was. So I reached out to him, and he actually, he liked me. He liked me. He wanted to do my podcast, and I'm so happy. So I would like to welcome right now Jason Lienarts. Hey, Jason.
Hi, Julie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm not sure that I can live up to the bill of the intro so far, but I'm going to do my best. Thank you so much.
Well, one thing you have to learn when you come on the Julie Tussie Show is whatever I say, you have to agree with it. No, not really.
This is going to be a very colorful conversation then.
Yeah, no, but it's so good to have you here. I'm telling you, I kind of know your story because I've been listening to you, but kind of the listeners, I'm sure many of them from the Julie Tussie Show may not know about you yet, and I would love for them to discover you. So maybe let's start at the beginning. Number one, you're from Ohio. Wow.
So I'm going to make a slight correction right there. So I'm living in Ohio. Business is in Ohio. Family's in Ohio. I was originally born in Tennessee. And my father was a lifelong Goodyear employee before he passed away. And so we were actually shipped all over the place because of Goodyear. So I've lived in a lot of different places, but Ohio is where I am currently. It's where I started my business. My wife is from here. Both of my boys live here. So yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, we have something in common then. If you were born in Tennessee and you live in Ohio now, you are officially a Yankabilly. That's what I am. And now, see, I don't feel so alone. So I transplanted from Michigan to Kentucky. But Ohio's pretty cool. I've actually lived there and I like it there. So how did you, I know that your whole podcast is about helping people get fit and to get healthy. And you have quite a story. Do you want to tell your story on the Julie Tussie Show?
You know, if we dive into some of it, I'm happy to discuss anything that I think would be of help to people, but I'll try to make this just as short and sweet of an intro as possible. So I did not grow up as an athlete. I was a musician for as long as I, you know, was old enough to make the decision, this is what I want to be. I thought I was going to just rule the world with a guitar and a microphone, and I couldn't find the right way to make my lifestyle align with the fact that being a musician doesn't really pay very well unless you are just this resounding success. And so I always had a job and, you know, was in retail for a very long time, but sort of fell into fitness somewhat accidentally. I was just going through a lot of chaos in my life when I was in my late teens, early 20s. And so fitness was one of those things that sort of started, but it wasn't something that I just, you know, naturally gravitated to. I've been someone who's essentially been underweight for, by most people's opinion and definition, for most of my life. And so when I really started to wrap my head around, I really like this and I really like helping people, and I've been through enough trauma and drama in my life that I think that I can help people turn their lives around, it sort of planted the seed for me to start this business. So I opened up Revolution Fitness and Therapy in spring of 2009, and I started my Revolutionary You podcast just a couple of years ago because I just have this unending desire to learn, and there were so many people in my industry who I looked up to and found inspiration from, and I thought, you know what? I want to be able to share their wisdom and advice with the rest of the world. And, you know, it started with just the general population of my own clients or people who I wanted to be my clients. And so, I mean, we're a little bit further along than the Julie Tussey Show, but not much further. I mean, I've got about 120 shows under my belt for that podcast, but it's just been such an amazing experience, and probably one of the greatest things that I've done for my profession was just to be a part of this knowledge base and spend time with people that I looked up to. So it's been an amazing journey so far.
Wow. Well, I am very, very happy that you're in the podcasting area too, and being, I guess I've been 2 years into it myself, and it's just a life changer, isn't it? I get so much joy from doing it because there's so much inside of me that I want to share and I feel like I can contribute and help others with, so I can see the same heart in you.
Yeah, it's really been great, and I just can't really picture, it sounds, it's really kind of funny to say it, I just can't picture my work, you know, being something that I'm really, really happy about if I didn't have this part of it too, because, you know, with things that involve health and wellness and nutrition, I don't think you can ever stop learning because there's always some little nuance and little twist on information that, you know, it's always going to find a way to help that one person the way that they need. So it's just all about just taking what you can and learning the most that you can and spreading it to as many people who are willing to listen.
Exactly. And I think so many people are, once they discover podcasting, they understand it's almost like radio by category on demand.
You know? Yeah, and you know, my wife still kind of shakes her head at me. I think at this point she's sort of relegated, you know, her position to it. But for the longest time, she's like, I just don't understand this podcasting thing that you do. I don't know how you can listen to them all the time. I don't know why you get so excited about doing them. But it's just become another branch of this business. So I love it.
I do too. I do too. And I wouldn't change a thing. I was thinking about it today about how people will write to me and reach out and say how much, you know, we did a podcast. I did a podcast with Heather on her show and gave basically my life story. And it was really the first time it was my life story with weight. And it made me realize some of the things that happened in my childhood, all the way up until now. I'm 30 about 25 times, and so we're going through the perimenopause and the menopause, and, you know, I've had this whole life issue that I've been dealing with, and so to be open and transparent about it in a format where people are looking for help, I just got so much response, and I do with the podcast from other people, and it makes me feel like I'm doing what I was created to do, and it makes me feel so good that, it, you know, there's time invested and energy invested, but just to make a change in someone's life is so important, and that's what my podcast is about, and I know that's what your whole business and podcast is about. You had mentioned something, you said you wanted to win the world or take over the world. I don't know what you were doing with the world, but you had a guitar. What were you doing with that guitar, Jason?
Yeah, so I started writing songs when I was in high school, and my parents were both musicians, but just, you know, musicians almost as hobbies. My dad played guitar and bass and did so through high school and college, and my mom actually went to school for voice initially, and unfortunately she kind of blew her voice out because she saw one of her professors was a big smoker, and she thought, oh well, she smokes and she has a great voice, maybe if I smoke I'll have a great voice too, and smoking did not do well for her voice, so she shot her voice out because of smoking, and she doesn't smoke anymore, but it was kind of one of those sort of painful lessons learned. But music was something that I really took to, and I really, you know, like a lot of people who get caught up into it, and you get in a band and you think, wow, I could do this, you know. And I remember being a little boy watching Michael Jackson on television going, that's what I want to be. I want to be Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson was everything in the 80s, and I'm starting to really age myself now. But that carried on into college. And my father, who was a far smarter man than anything I'll ever be, my father, I think he kind of cringed at the thought that this is all that I wanted. I was putting all my eggs in one basket with music. And he said, you know, I really think that you need to have a plan B. And so we found at the time a school in Nashville, Tennessee called Belmont University. And at the time, Belmont had arguably the best major for music business in the country. And so that's what I started off majoring in, was music business. And just really, I wasn't happy with it. I wasn't happy with the way that it went, because you end up getting feedback from people who say, well, you know, I dropped out of high school and then I wrote a bunch of hit songs and I lived on ramen noodles for a while, but you know what? Stay in school, kids. And I thought, I don't know about all this. So I ended up kind of doing college all backwards, and that a lot of that has to do with just some of the things that I was going through around the time I went into college. But yeah, so I still play a little bit, but I definitely haven't written an original song in years. So I've just, you know, this has become really my priority, and music is just something I just sort of, you know, fiddle with from time to time.
Well, you have some pretty cool intro music on your podcast. Is that you?
No, it's not. I have to give a shout out to Ian McJimsey, who is a former client. He's actually in Canada going to school, majoring in jazz guitar. But that was a little demo that he did with some musicians here in the area. And I just think the world of Ian and his family, because I had the luxury of training his father, his mother, and both he and his brother when they lived here. And so this was a way that I could always have a little piece of Ian as part of my business, and, you know, tribute to the family and how much love I have for them. So that's Ian McJimsey. So if you follow jazz, you may want to kind of keep his name on your radar.
That's cool. Yeah, he's very talented. Shout out. I really, really like that. So, and it reaches out, grabs you, slaps you a little bit, and then pulls you in. I like it. Well, I wanted to ask you, how did you end up calling your podcast Revolutionary You?
Oh, I see. I've never been asked this. Okay, so we're going to go back just a little bit. And when I started my business, I knew that I wanted a name that had something to do with the Beatles. And so I'm thinking, okay, maybe Revolution Fitness. And you can't have a business with the same name as an existing business in the same state as Ohio. Maybe it's different for other states, but for Ohio, I couldn't do it. And there was already an existing gym in the Cincinnati area called Revolution Fitness. And so at the time, I was getting a certification in fitness therapy, and I thought, well, then I'll just call it Revolution Fitness and Therapy. So it was my little kind of tribute to the Beatles, but it also had sort of that double meaning about that sudden and dramatic change, you know, that you make. And when you think about what we're trying to do here for our clients, or, you know, certainly Julie, because I've had time to get to know you, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for a sudden and a dramatic change, whether it is I need to take care of my health, or I want to change the aesthetics of how my body looks, or I need to eat better or feel better, whatever it is. It just made sense. And so Revolution Fitness and Therapy became the name of the business. And when I wrote my book, the book was called The Revolution Is You. And then with the podcast, it was Revolutionary You. So it was just trying to find a way to empower people to make that change.
Well, it did grab me when I was searching. I was very interested in what you had to say because I do believe that when we're trying to get in shape and get healthier and get fit, that sometimes it takes a revolution. That's where you come in.
That's
That's where
right.
you
That's
come
right.
in. So Jason reached out to me, and I thought this was so cool. And he's like, "If you'll give me your information, I'll give you some stats." And I was very, very impressed with what you came up with. And I wanted to tell you that I noticed on Netflix this week that there's a new category for some television programs, and they were called dramedies. Dramedies. And a dramedy is like Grey's Anatomy, like there's drama and comedy. And I feel like that's been my weight loss story my whole life. So now I have my own category. So when you reached out to me, I was at a point in where I've stayed about the same for 5 months in my weight loss. And it's because I lost 20 plus pounds and I felt really, really good. The holidays happened. I went on maintenance. And then after I was on maintenance a while, I couldn't seem to pick up the skills again to go back into deficit mode, and I was just really slowly inching up in my weight. So when you shouted out to me, you took my information and gave me some great stats. If I were a listener and I wanted your help, could you explain what it is that you do to help people to have this revolution in their life?
100%. So this is something that, there are a lot of people in my industry who are getting into the online field, and it makes a lot of sense why it's surging in popularity. It certainly gives you the option to be able to help people remotely for those who geographically can't be here face to face. So it's been a nice transition. I still am very honored to have a lot of face to face business. So that's what how I spend most of my day is with my face to face clients, and then also working with people like yourself who don't, live here to be able to take advantage of the same services. So what I do is I have a piece of software that I use where I take in a lot of the information that you would also use, for instance, if you were using like a fitness tracker. So, if you were to use something like MyFitnessPal, it's going to ask you for things like your gender and your height and your weight and what your goals are. And it basically gives you a food plan based on what you're trying to do. There's a little bit more information that I take. I do look at your current level of activity. We do take some very pointed body measurements so we can get a little bit more of an idea of, what is your current body composition. And then what I have access to is something that's a little bit more detailed than, say, what, your food app is going to do for you. Julie, you have a history with Weight Watchers, and Weight Watchers does a lot of really, really great things. And one of the things that Weight Watchers does very well is they simplify the counting process. So, for those people that don't really want to, track things like 1300 calories or, whatever that goal is, it's a whole lot easier to count 20 or 25 points than it is 1300 calories. So Weight Watchers has really done a good job of simplifying that. But what I've found over time is that for some people, the points don't always line up with what the calories say they should be. So what you find is that for some people, and I'll just use a very kind of ambiguous number here, but let's just say you've been given 20 points to work with Weight Watchers. Well, that could be a range of calories. And if you're eating on the low end of that, you're going to be pretty miserable. So what we're trying to do is we are trying to create a deficit because that's how you lose weight, but we don't want the deficit to be so aggressive that you go postal. We don't want postal. We don't want crazy town. We want sustainable weight loss. So if we can find a way to make weight loss work in a reasonable and realistic way, there are some little tricks that you can do to sort of manipulate the numbers a little bit. But basically, you have to look at this very long goal and go, okay, I'm here and I want to be there. And what my software helps me do is it kind of says, okay, in a perfect world, in a perfect setting, if we get everything going the way that we want it to, if we can get these numbers the way that we're discussing, then you're going to be at your weight loss goal by this date. And it sort of gives a little bit different perspective to what that journey is going to look like. And you and I both know that life doesn't work perfectly. And, while we are all special snowflakes in our own little, unique way, for women, and this, I know this is something that you've heard from my podcast because he was a guest on my show. He's also been a guest on Heather's show on Half Size Me, but Lyle McDonald is one of the people in my industry who talks a lot about the fact that women are far more complex than what, you know, the literature has shown up to this point. So men tend to be very simplistic in regards of hormones and hormone balance and things like that. Women tend to be far more complex, and that's why it doesn't always move in this nice linear fashion. So we just have all of these other things that we have to take into consideration. But that's essentially what I did for you, is I said, okay, you're here. This is what you've gone through. Here's a way that we can move forward. And, you know, even with all that information, you still found some things where you're like, okay, I have to experiment with my body because I know that my body agrees with these things and it doesn't agree with these things. And that's, you know, that's kind of the beauty of the process, but it can be frustrating along the way because you just don't know how your body's going to behave until you just jump in and start swimming.
Exactly. Exactly. And when I reached out to you, I was at that point where I'm kind of plateaued out, and they had changed the Weight Watchers program. And I want to address this because so many people that are on Weight Watchers or have been on Weight Watchers listen to the Julie Tussey show, that when they changed the program, what they did was if you ingest sugar, then it went from something that might have been 2 points, now is like 8 points. And so it like would triple or quadruple what you're taking in. Well, I'm going through perimenopause at the most severe stage. And part of that is that you crave sugar, you crave chocolate, you crave salt. It's like PMS on steroids for me. And so what I found when the new program came out was that I was eating my 23 points. If I was staying at my 23 points, I was allowed to have free eggs, free chicken, free corn, peas, and then all the other leafy vegetables and, you know, the other vegetables. But I don't like eggs. Another thing was Greek yogurt. I don't like eggs more than maybe once or twice a week. I don't like Greek yogurt very well. I don't like to eat a lot of meat. And so as a result, when I started doing a double tracking with my Fitness Pal, because I was miserable and I was hungry and it was more like a diet and I felt ill, and I was getting 850 calories a day because I would have a teeny tiny baby Snickers bar and that'd be one third of my day. So I knew that I was going to have to make a change, either embrace more protein, which we know how that went for me, which I tried that with you up in my protein and I'm still going to work on it. But I ended up having stomach problems and stomach aches every day for a couple of weeks. And you know, it's just something I've had my gallbladder out of. Everybody's different, but that I ran into that when I tried to raise my protein because I've just never been a big protein eater. So I know it's something I'm going to have to work out slowly, but it brought me to the point where I realized I love Weight Watchers, but I can't follow the program right now. And so I wanted to say all that to say now I'm doing calorie counting. And you've given me a little bit more calories than I thought I would ever be allowed to have. And I have to be honest, I don't usually eat up to them. So I usually would be 1,200, and sometimes I'll do 1,300, 1,350, because mine is at 14. And it's scary, Jason. It's really scary to try and make this transition. And I'm afraid I won't lose weight. And but I think there's so many other women like me, Jason, that are out there who are either starving on the Weight Watchers thing because they can't cut out sugar or they don't enjoy all the protein. So what do you say to that? What do you say to a woman that's in that place where she's afraid to switch out of her Weight Watchers mode or eat more calories? How do you think that that's going to work for us to lose more weight?
Yeah, you brought up some really, really awesome points, and I want to make sure that I kind of come back to some of the things that you said. Because I've never been through the Weight Watchers program myself, I don't know all the intricacies of the way that it's worked out. But the way that I look at it is, and you and I actually had a discussion about this, if I had one major knock on Weight Watchers, and I don't know if it's so much to blame the program as it is, the way the program has been interpreted. But I, over the years, because I've worked with so many people who've been in and out of Weight Watchers, because, you know, it is the most popular weight loss program in America, and it is that way for a reason, because they have had enough success to warrant being the most popular. That Yes. being said, it doesn't mean that it works for everyone. So the one thing that I really find frustrating about Weight Watchers or the people that have gone through it is there is this very sort of bizarre connection to food where people feel like because of these points, a good day is a day that you eat under your points, and a bad day can be a day that you only go over by one or two points, but all of a sudden your self-worth gets tied up into the fact that you went over those points. And I don't know about you, but I know a lot of people that just say, well, the hell with it. Since I went over, yeah. I'm just going to let the whole weekend go to pot. And then you end up having this really kind of painful snowball effect that happens where what should have been a blip on the radar, like one meal that got a little bit, you know, off track, becomes a week-long excursion into how much of my pantry can I decimate this weekend. So it's that part of it I find really frustrating. And to penalize especially women who are going through menopause or just they're going through PMS where they just like what you said, this is the stuff that I crave. So why mm-hmm. would we penalize someone? I mean, if anything, make a plan that has a little bit of flex to it to where when it's that time of the month that you have a little bit of room to move because that's when you're going to have chocolate and that's when you're going to have cookies. Or maybe you run on the other end of the spectrum, which is please just give me the French fries before I punch somebody in the face. So it's those kind of things where I think it helps to have a little bit more. Number one, the one thing that I can't overstate is you got to have forgiveness for yourself. Like you have to be able to say, it's okay that I'm like this, because here's the thing. If you're a woman who goes through a menstrual cycle, guess what? You're probably normal. And if you have cravings, guess what? You're probably still normal. So that's okay. And once you learn how to forgive yourself for that, then you can kind of step outside of the process and go, okay, I think I know how to handle this. This means that for this 3 or 4 or 7 days out of the month, you know, if it's a standard cycle, then maybe that's the time when I just need to pull it back a little bit and just breathe and just let things happen and do the best that I can and then spend the rest of the weeks of the month trying to get things a little bit more in order. It may mean that things go a little bit slower. That's okay. If you look at Susie, your neighbor, and Susie can eat whatever she wants and never gains weight, guess what? You're not living Susie's life. So don't compare yourself to Susie. It's those kind of things that start to really affect us. So the good thing about where you and I came into play was if you were truly eating 800 calories, number one, I feel really sorry for you because that's no life to live. And if I've given you room to eat 1400, then you know what? Those days that you crave sugar, that means you can have some sugar. And we're not going to agonize over it and we're not going to feel terrible about it. We're just going to go, you know what? It is what it is. And I'm going to do the best that I can. And I'm going to have my sugar. And I'm going to fit it into my day. And then I'm going to get right back on track. And I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to lift some weights. I'm going to feel good because I'm Julie Tussey and because I can. So it kind of comes back to what I was saying about the business. This is about empowerment. This is about understanding that you can get to where it is that you want to be. But sometimes you just need, you need a different support. And I know for you, because you've worked in many ways with Heather, who I just think the absolute world of. She's incredible. You and I have done some work together. There's good things that are happening. So sometimes you just have to step outside of that process. And whether you are perimenopausal or currently menopausal or whatever, there is a process that will work for you. So it's just about trying to figure out what is that process, how do we make it work, and how do we keep it as sustainable as possible so that this is as much of a guilt-free process as we can make it.
Yeah, and that I think that you just hit the nail on the head, because what I found when I'm transferring to calories is there is such a liberty, and I'm not slamming Weight Watchers, because they really, really are a fantastic program for many, many people. They find a lot of success. But with my eating style, I would find that I would eat, I'd hate to say the word crappy, but crappy quality food versus good food because the points were less. You know what I'm saying? If I found this one thing that the points were less and I could eat more of it, although it's like cracker or whatever it was that wasn't really healthy for me. And then, so I, not only were my calories not right, but my nutrition was not right. So when I have 1400 calories in a day, I'm like, oh my gosh. You know what I mean? And to be able to be, if I want to eat 1400 calories of candy bars in one day, I can do that. I'm not going to do that. And most people in their right mind wouldn't do it. But do you know the liberty that that gives me to know, you know what, if I want to have this 100 calorie baby Snickers bar, I can have it. Or if I want to have a 220 calorie protein bar, I can have that. It's just, I don't know, it's just set me free. And I thank you so much for working with me and showing me. And I wish that I would have heard what you're saying. And hopefully we do get some younger listeners. And hopefully these girls are listening, because I feel like most of my life I spent 3 weeks losing weight and 1 week gaining it back my whole life. Like my hormones were just had such a strong influence on me. And so to know, all right, let's just prepare for that. If you want chocolate, have it. It's like, you know, you and I were talking, Heather said, Julie, if you have to have chocolate, then you plan it in your calories. And you know, I've been doing that, Jason, and I feel so much better. So much better.
It's, you know, and it's funny that you say it, and it is. If we leave the listeners with nothing else but this, I'll share another story that, you know, I think people can probably get a good chuckle out of. But a very close friend of mine, somebody who's been just a huge support to my business while I've been in business, she owns a business in the same plaza where I'm set up. And I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of her family members over the years. But she came to me last year and she said, okay, listen, I'm 49 years old. I'm going to be turning 50 before we know it. My hormones are completely a mess. I need to lose some weight. Will you please help me? And I said, sure. So, you know, tell me what's going on. So we did the same thing, you know, except she's it face-to-face, so I could do the same things that I did with you remotely. Let's do the measurements. Let's talk about where things are currently, your weight, all these different things. And I gave her calorie goal. And I don't remember exactly what it was. Maybe it was 1,400 calories. Maybe it was 15. And of course, this is calories set so that she can lose weight. And I said, now, you know, let's be honest. I know how much you love a good cheeseburger. So how often do you want to be able to eat your cheeseburger? And she said, I don't know, like maybe 3 times a week. And I said, that's perfect. So on those 3 times a week, I want you to go have your burger of choice. And I just want you to see how many calories does it have. So find the most accurate representation of how many calories that burger has. And I just want you to put it into your day. And she goes, okay, so let me just make sure I've got this right. She said, I know that a Big Mac is 500 calories. And I said, okay. And she goes, so you're telling me that I can have that Big Mac and I'll have 900 or however many calories it was left, and I'll still lose weight? And I said, yes. And she goes, you're kidding. And I go, no, you just have to account for it. And she goes, I'm going to do this. So of course she dropped weight because she kept the calories in line. And it became a running joke because she's telling all of her customers, oh, I'm on the Big Mac diet. Jason told me I could be on the Big Mac diet. Well, that's fine because now we've got some humor to the conversation, and it's not guilt-based. It's not, I'm going to eat the burger and now I'm going to feel terrible because I ate a burger, and burger isn't quote unquote diet food. But it doesn't have to be diet food. It just has to fit your goal. And so it's really those conversations, I think, are very liberating for people.
Oh, it's amazing. It's awesome. I just feel like I'm having a new life now because I've been doing Weight Watchers on and off for about 6 years straight, just on and off, and really hadn't made much progress until the last year. And that was listening to Heather and learning the exact same things that we're talking about. And so if you're out there listening to the Julie Tussey Show, I am telling you, you need to check out Revolutionary You, check out Half Size Me, and start learning to love yourself and be good to yourself and enjoy the good things in life. And the final thing I'll say before I pitch back to you, Jason, is I really feel like sometimes there becomes a resentment. And I think that's why we get resentful, because we're not eating this, we're not eating that, we're not having whole fat this, we're not having a cheeseburger, we're not having a Big Mac, and we still didn't lose like we thought we would lose, and then the rebellion comes, and you binge. So I think that there's so much with counting calories that is just so helpful, and it's good to hear a professional trainer educate us about this. Now, before we close the show out today, I wanted to just ask you quickly, if someone listening today is in the same position or any other position where they want to hire a personal trainer and they're interested in you, how would they do that? And what do you, just really quickly, what do you do to coach?
Sure. So it's a great question. I'm happy to take more people. I'm not quite at the point with my online clientele where I have to put people on a waiting list, but at the way that it's been trending, I may have to do that in the foreseeable future. But I will tell you this, that if your listeners find out about me through your show, as long as they reference, you know, the fact that they heard me here, they're going to get in on special pricing for that. But basically, you know, like what I do with you, we have a game plan for your diet. We keep basically it's an online group that we have set up that's just for the two of us to be able to interact. And so, should you need to have an exercise plan, should you need to be able to upload your food journal, should you need to, you know, put up pictures, like before and after pictures of what you do, it's a private conversation that happens in a private group between myself and the client. And so it's that point of accountability to kind of keep things rolling across. And of course, the same information gets taken in, all those stats and everything, just to make sure that we've got a baseline. But it, you know, it essentially starts there. And I've got people that right now, all they need to do is get their food in order and start walking. And then I've got other people that they need to get their food in order and they want to have a full strength training protocol. So there's lots of options depending on where the person is currently at and where they want to go. But, you know, it never hurts to have a conversation about that. So that's kind of the long and short of it.
How would they reach you if they want to contact you?
Sure. So I believe that I am the only Jason Leinarts on the planet. So they can connect with me directly via Facebook. And my last name is kind of a bear. It's LeinaArts. My website is jasonleinarts.com. And of course, I'm on Facebook, Jason Leinarts, and also on Instagram. So yeah, all under those things. So I'm fairly easy to find once you can spell the last name, and happy to help anyone that I can.
I was going to tease you about your last name because of the double digits. Like, you have two sets of twins in your name, and I have two sets of twins that I birthed.
Well, I'm like a wet dream for Wheel of Fortune. It's like, can I buy a vowel? So
right. I love it. I was like, how did you get to have that in your name? I think it's so cool. Well, Jason, I so appreciate you. I want you to know, and I want you to know on the podcast, I want to say this out loud, that it has been great to work with you. You're amazing. You're so encouraging. I'm really, really liking it. I have never done anything like this before. You probably didn't know that. And so it's been really, really cool. I feel like you're a cheerleader, and I feel like that you are very gentle with me in any changes. Those are things I think that women would really appreciate. I feel like you have my best interest at heart, and you have such good information. So you're such a great guy, and I thank you so much for being on the Julie Tussey Show today.
Julie, thank you so much. This was certainly a pleasure. You have been an absolute joy to work with, and I cannot wait to see where our journey together goes.
Me either. Let's hope it goes like really skinny, you know? At least like down, you know, 20 more pounds. So thank you. Thank you so much. Well, this is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
After a week of hearing hundreds of I can'ts, I'm here today to tell you, you can. Find us on social media at facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Show and Instagram, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I know you're the man I want to meet. Everything about you calls my name. If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.